The BC housing market reported lower sales in December, marking the first monthly decline since August. Seasonally adjusted MLS home sales in the province reached 6,741 units, falling by 3.4% from November but favorable into a 5.8% decline countrywide. Despite the drop, momentum has been positive following a series of rate cuts. On a full-year basis, sales rose by a mild 2.1%. Monthly sales declined in all of BC's regions except for Vancouver Island, excluding Victoria, where home sales increased by 1.4%. In the Greater Vancouver region, home sales fell by 2.6%, following a 7.4% uptick in the previous month. Sales also dipped sharply in South Okanagan by 14.6% and in the Kootenay by 12.2%. That said, home sales trends have been largely positive over the last 3 months across the province. The average home prices in BC rose by 2.3% to $1.02 million in December, the highest value since the highs recorded 2 years prior, but still 5% below the all-time high recorded in February 2022. The month's increase was driven by higher prices in Greater Vancouver, up 1.8%, while prices also increased in the Kootenay, up 5.9%, Okanagan Mainline, up 3.6%, Vancouver Island excluding Victoria, up 1.9%, and Victoria, up 1.3%. Other regions saw declining home values. The average home price in 2024 was 1.1% higher than the prior year at $982,104. Average prices can mask compositional sales effects. The benchmark price index, which accounts for home attributes and product composition, increased in December by 0.8%. In the Lower Mainland, they also rose by 0.6%, while increasing by 1.4% in the Okanagan and by 0.4% on Vancouver Island. Residential new listings in BC increased slightly by 0.7% and market conditions are still balanced with the sales to new listings ratio of 50.5%. We expect growth in home sales in 2025 due to demand, and supported by more favorable financing conditions and policies. That said, affordability constraints are still prevalent, and limitations in housing supply will keep prices elevated. Increased economic risks may also hamper recovery. Manufacturing sales see slight gain. Manufacturing sales in BC increased by a minor 0.6% to $5.6 billion in November, following a 4.2% gain in October. Non-durable goods industries saw a 0.7% increase in monthly sales, while durable goods sales grew by 0.6%. Both categories have seen sales trend higher since Q3 2024. On a year-over-year basis, BC manufacturing sales were 1.2% higher than last November, while still down by 1.5% on a year-to-date basis. There were mixed results among durable goods industries in December. Notably, wood product manufacturing has seen sustained growth in sales since August, rising by 7.2% in November. Primary metal manufacturing also saw a 17.5% gain. Countering these increases were substantial declines in sales of machinery manufacturing, down 14.6%, and transportation equipment manufacturing, down 19.7%. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.